Coast Radio News for Friday, August 7, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting another 267 cases in the state. Yesterday's total takes Oregon over the 20,000 mark, now stands at 20,225. There has also been one new death reported, an 83-year-old Umatilla County man who had underlying health conditions. Lane County's total now stands at 552, which is an increase of 9 for Thursday. Current COVID-19 infections for Lane County is 32, and there are still 4 people hospitalized. The Florence area is still reporting just 18 cases with no new infections to date. The Florence Planning Commission is slated to meet through the city's virtual conferencing on Tuesday evening. The commission will be reviewing designs for a drive-through coffee kiosk and a drive-through car wash to be located on the property in front of Old School Furniture. Property owner Sean Randall received a conditional use permit for the property in October of 2019. The Planning Commission meeting will begin online at 5:30, August 11th. One of the coastal treasures is planning on reopening on Monday. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Oregon Coast Aquarium had been closed, but they announced yesterday that beginning Monday they will be able to take groups of 10 people through the aquarium, with each group entering at 15-minute intervals. The new procedures will limit daily guest count to about 240 people, which Director of Marketing Julie Woodward says is a drastic reduction from typical daily summer traffic. Cost for the aquarium is $15 per person. Unless you are a member, then it's free. The governor's office released their update on counties on the pandemic watch list. Last week, there were 10 counties included in the list. Governor Brown applauded Lake County for swift action against the coronavirus and said their efforts made it possible to remove them from the list. There are currently 9 counties on the list: Baker, Hood River, Jefferson, Malheur, Marion, Morrow, Multnomah, and Umatilla and Wasco. To be removed from the watch list, a county has to have a case rate of less than 50 people per 100,000 and less than 5 sporadic cases over the last 2 weeks. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, August 7, 2020.